This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's an election in Venezuela this weekend that is bringing the months and years of that country's political and economic crisis to a head. President Nicolas Maduro wants to elect a new National Assembly to rewrite the Venezuelan Constitution. We got the BBC's Will Grant in Caracas on the line earlier today, and I asked him, first of all, what it's like down there right now.
Well, it's been a very intense few weeks. There have been closing off streets. There's been obviously very violent clashes between the two sides on a number of occasions. The protesters, the opposition protesters, and the security forces. We've seen more than 100 people killed over the past 3 months. And it looks like there's no sign of those protests slowing down as we approach this very controversial vote. So Caracas is quite tense in these final few days. But it is simply, in a sense, more of the same. They've been living through weeks of uncertainty and some violence.
There have been also for months and months, and longer than that probably, lines and queues for food and gasoline and supplies. The opposition leaders now have told their people to go out and stock up. Is that right?
Well, I think that's simply part of daily life now for many, many Venezuelans. They do stock up if they can. The queues, as you say, are around the block. Simply today, I've seen queues for the bank snaking right around the block. There is food available, more so than there was a couple of months ago, perhaps. But now the inflation is so much higher that it's simply trying to afford it is the difficulty for most ordinary Venezuelans. So if the situation gives on the one hand, then it seems to take away on the other. And I'm sensing a real sense of fatigue. People are tired. People have gone days and days without being able to work. We're just coming out of a 48-hour strike, so that made life difficult for people. So there is this sense, perhaps, where some people don't necessarily support the government's push to change the constitution, but they're also tired of the protests.
No matter what happens almost this weekend with this vote, the economic collapse is systemic. So what's the short-term future?
Right. And when you look at the oil price and the fact that it's still, effectively in the doldrums in terms of Venezuelan oil basket, then the outlook's not good. And there are important creditors who need servicing in the coming months. You're right. I think that the economic reality may well be the one that sets the political one in the coming months. This vote is crucial from the government's point of view. They want to push on with what they're saying is part of a broader image or vision for Venezuela that Hugo Chavez had before he died. The difficulty is they've also defended this constitution that they're planning to change so vociferously over the years that it looks like they're changing it simply because they no longer have control of the National Assembly. So that gives weight to the opposition's suggestion that this is a power grab. So it is an extremely complex and tense time in Venezuela. And as I say, many ordinary Venezuelans are simply tired of the status quo.
The BBC's Will Grant in Caracas, Venezuela. Will, thanks very much for your time.
Very welcome.